ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कदाचित् आत्मना सा ब्राह्मलोकां महीं गतम् बभ्रे बृहद्व्रतं मौतु जानाति काममोहिता। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is Narad Muni speaking. When I once came to this earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Everybody please repeat. When I once came to the earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Purport. The great sage Narad Muni was a naistika brahmachari. That is, he never had sex life. He was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age, jara, could not attack him. The invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man, but Narad Muni was different. Taking Narad Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time confronted him with her lusty desire. It requires great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for old men, and what to speak of young. Those who live as brahmacharis must follow in the footsteps of the great sage Narad Muni, who never accepted the proposals of jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted become victims of jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing this human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of jara die very soon in this world. Kadachit atmanasa brahmalokam mahingatam babre brihad pratam mauntu janati kama mohitam. One time Srila Prabhupada just gave a class in Mumbai. He gave a class on seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, where he discussed about the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, Komarat Achare Pragyo, that one must pursue understanding spiritual topics right from the very young age, five-year-old especially. And he was talking specifically about, yes, everyone has to suffer repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. It's like a young man may say, I will never grow old. And an old man will say, I will never die. But nevertheless, we cannot check the laws of nature, because this is a law of nature, that anyone who takes birth, he will die. And in between, he'll get disease as well. So, after the class, he was sitting in his room, and some devotees were their disciples. Prabhupada stood up with a big eyes, and he says, "I will never grow old. I will always remain young." And that is true for the devotees. Physically, we may grow old, having white hair or wrinkles all over our face. And one day also, we will die. We'll give up this body. It's like Prabhupada, in his last days of his manifest lila, he says to his disciples that, "Don't think that this will not happen to you. Everyone must face death ultimately." And Prabhupada says one time, old age starts at 70 years old. There was a time when he left Vrindavan. Usually at the age of 70, he will just stay in Vrindavan and don't go anywhere else. He spent his birthday on the sea, aboard the Jaladuta. So, he says also one time that, what does old age mean? Old age means you're about to die. Even if you are a 5-year-old boy, and if you die tomorrow, that means you're already also an old age person, an old man. Old age means we don't know when we're going to die. So actually, factually, we're all old. And one when said that, "I'm 20 years old." Actually, 20 years of his life is already finished. People celebrate birthday, right? Of course, in our philosophy, we observe also Vyasa Puja, or the appearance day of our spiritual master, which is very glorious. But people, they also celebrate birthday. It's like very joyful for them to observe this kind of occasion. But they thinking that, yes, one more year added to my life. Actually, it is one more year lesser to your life. If it's 70 years old, that means 70 years of your life is finished. So, this jara, old age, no one likes. C.C. Gornithai, C.C. Krishna Balaram, C.C. Radhishyama Sundar Lalita Visakadevi Kijai. No one wants to grow old, because this is the nature of the soul. He's eternally fresh. As Srila Prabhupada used the word here, describing Narad Muni, evergreen. Evergreen youthful or age. It's always young. Why? Because that is the nature of the soul. Satchit Ananda. Same quality as that of Krishna. But since we obtain this body, we have to face these fourfold miseries. But for the devotees, it's not really miseries. For the non-devotees, it's a big problem. They don't want to have disease. They're always inventing many, many kinds of medicines to become relieved from many, many diseases, but every day there's a new disease coming out because of their lifestyles. So they're inventing many medicines to counteract these diseases. No one wants to get old. They will have a facelift operation. It's like the movie stars 30 years ago. They still look the same as today because they have this kind of makeups and facelifts. I remember the first time I've seen a shop in Toronto. It's called Anti-Aging Store. An anti-aging store means everything that they sell in these stores will, in illusion, will try to make you look young. So many kinds of creams and makeups, so many kinds of vitamins preventing you to become old immediately, to prolong you to become younger and younger. But this is not gonna help one. Because ultimately, death will be knocking on the door. And we don't know when will this gonna be. So, old age, jara, attacks everybody. No one is exempted to this. As long as we have this human form of life, we're not gonna be able to get rid of this old age. And ultimately, death. But for those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, there is no difference between now and next life. Was that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote? He reasons ill who says that Vaishnava die, thou art sound in living. The Vaishnava die. To live, to spread the holy name around. So, Narad Muni is a very special devotee. I've never read of any great personality who has the most disciples, except Narad Muni. Actually, Narad Muni is one of the sons of Lord Brahma. The eldest of Lord Brahma's sons are the four Kumaras. Now, the four Kumaras, they are ancient. They're very, very old. But they're also eternally like a five-year-old boy. They did not grow old because they disobeyed the orders or instructions from their father, Lord Brahma, to procreate. They said, no, we want to remain single. We don't want to get married. This is against us. So when Lord Brahma, he instructed Narad Muni to do the same. Procreate, become progenitor, increase the population. Narad Muni reasoned that, well, my elder brothers, the four Kumaras, they did not follow you, so I will do the same. I don't want to get married and procreate. I want to be like them, ascetics. And Lord Brahma became so angry. He was enraged. His face became red. You've seen a person who's angry? Change his colors. Became completely red. So he cursed Narad Muni. That he cannot stay in one place and he has to travel also and he will be marrying for so many lifetimes he will be married, which eventually later on though he will become a son of a maid servant, whereby he will get the association of the Bhaktivedantas during the Chaturmasya period, the four rainy season, and he'll be able to get their remnants and hear their discussions on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and then he will attain his eternal form. Narad Muni. Narad Muni Bajai Bina Radhika Ramana Namahe. He'll be always traveling and spread the holy name, chanting the names of Sri Radhika and Raman. Prabhupada one time that I have been cursed by the parents of my disciples because of engaging them in this Krishna consciousness movement. But now I am transferring my curse to all of you so that you will also travel non-stop preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. He transferred the curse from the parents of his disciples to his own disciples so that they will continue the preaching of Krishna consciousness. So Narad Muni cannot stay in one place for a very long time. It's like whenever there is like very important event that's going to happen, Narad Muni immediately he will be there, and the next moment he will exit. Unfortunately, the cinemas in India, they portray Narad Muni having a mustache and not really Narad Muni. You've seen that? Many movies like that. But actually, Narad Muni is such a great personality. He can have different disciples. Snake disciple, hunter disciple, a king disciple, a cobbler disciple, in every walks of life. So Narad Muni is a Naistika Brahmachari. He did not have sex life. That is the meaning of Naistika Brahmachari. According to traditional Vedic culture, there are four types of brahmacharis. I'm just going to quote you this. Gayatri is a Gayatri brahmachari. One who learns the Gayatri mantra, abstains from salt and spices for 3 days, and then takes up family life. Prabhupada says also one time that our grihastha are called grihastha brahmachari. If they follow strictly, getting up early in the morning, performing worship, puja for the Lord, chanting their rounds, and only procreate children for becoming, having them become Krishna conscious. Brahman, one who learns the Gayatri mantra and then stays in the Gurukul for the period of 12 to 20 years, studying, begging, practicing rituals, and then upon graduation, takes up married life. Now there's another kind of brahmachari called Prajapati. One who learns the Gayatri mantra and stays 3 years maximum in the Gurukul, then marries. Number four, Naistika. One who learns the Gayatri mantra, then lives and studies in the Gurukul and dwells in the teacher's ashram, that is, upholds his brahmachari vows until death. He remains chaste, pure, unmarried, wearing reddish cloth, having shika, upabita, and danda, eating unsalted and unspiced food, and leaves an alms given to his teacher. The first item in spiritual life is one must become austere. Tapasya. This is the first word also that Lord Brahma heard before creation.
tapa.
So in Krishna consciousness, the beginning of tapasya is brahmacharya. Abstain from sex. Srila Prabhupada says one time that grihastha life is safe. Grihastha life is safe, but brahmachari life is easy. Meaning that obviously this is the first and foremost. Tapasya means, or austerity means, I have to do something, but I don't want to do it. However, I have to do it for higher purpose. To attain my desired goal. My desired goal is to attain Krishna Prema. And without abstaining from sex life, I will not attain Krishna Prema. In the process, in the practice of Krishna consciousness, foremost is that we have to control our senses and the mind. There's no such thing as a spiritual life if we are not able to control our senses and the mind. Prabhupada says, we cannot control our mind. We cannot control our senses. It's impossible to control the mind and the senses. The only thing we can do is use the senses for serving Krishna and use the mind of thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. In this way, this is what you call controlled. There's no such thing, no, I have to control my mind now. I'm not gonna think of anything. It's impossible. The mind always has to think of something. The mind always makes plan. So the difference between the materialist and the bhaktas is that the materialists, they're always planning how to enjoy their senses. And the bhaktas, they're always thinking of how to please Krishna's senses. That is the difference. And somehow, if one succeed in always thinking of Krishna, how to please Krishna 24 hours in the day, then he is what you called a Mahatma, a great devotee. Krishna will always test us. But one time, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Prabhupada, does Krishna test us all the time? Prabhupada says, no. In the beginning, Krishna will test us. But when we prove that actually we don't have any other shelter except Krishna, then he will never test us anymore. But that is a great, great, with great difficulty we have to pass the test. Once we are recognized by Krishna, no more test, Prabhupada says. You already passed. Just like when you pass the examination, you don't write the test again. Right? Gurukul, do you have to have them give the same test if they already passed the test? No. Of course not. You already passed the test. So in the beginning, in a neophyte stage, according to our position, Krishna will give us individual test. How much we actually want to love Krishna. How much we are still attracted to Maya, to material desires, to sense enjoyment. There is a barometer. There is a spiritual barometer. The more you are attracted to the material energy, then the less you are attracted to Krishna. And the more you are attracted to Krishna, the less you are attracted to Maya. So, but somehow or other, we will be confronted by many, many obstacles in the process of devotional service. So it requires a great determination to win over Maya, to get rid of Maya. Krishna is watching, or is only seeing how determined we are in the process of devotional service. If we give up, then what's going to happen to us? We're going to fall away. We're going to leave the association of devotees. So the process is very easy. Everyone has to fight the dictations of the senses and the dictation of the mind. One has to go over this. And there is no alternative. Prabhupada says the only way how you can give up sex desires is to become Krishna conscious. There's no other way. There's no other way. Because everyone haunts us. Everyone haunts, all the conditioned souls are being hunted by this lusty desires. That's why we're still here in the material world. We still have so many material desires, which culminates in sex. The whole human civilization is running because of sex only. This is the statement from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So somehow or other, if we are determined, then ultimately Krishna will help us. Ultimately it will be depending on Krishna, will be depending on Krishna in regards to this. On our own we cannot do it. It is impossible. So we must follow in the footsteps of great personalities like Narad Muni. Actually, we should have spiritual heroes of ourselves. There are so many spiritual heroes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, all of these saintly personalities, Narad Muni, different acharyas. We should have this what you call spiritual heroes. It's like in the mundane world, they have also what you call mundane heroes. They try to follow whatever they do. Could be a cricket player, could be a Bollywood movie star, or a sports personality. So devotees like us who are still in the neophyte stage, we should try to somehow follow in the footsteps of these great personalities. And in this way, eventually, Prabhupada says, imitation of a good thing is good. If you follow in their footsteps, somehow we'll come to that platform or become liberated. And one will be able to utilize this human form of life to go back home, back to Godhead, to become Krishna conscious and not become victim of jara, death, which is the most fearful event in our life. No one wants to die. As much as possible, he wants to remain eternally young. But that is not possible. Everyone will die. The only difference is that the devotees, they know where they will go. If they continue on the same process, day after day. There is a prayer here. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Text 17. Sanat Kumara Bato Kamadeva Daya Sirsamam Pati Deva Helanat Divarsivarya Purusas Janatarat Kurmo Harirmang Nitrayat Nirayat Asesat. May Sanat Kumara protect me from lusty desires. As I begin some auspicious activity, may Lord Hayagriva protect me from being an offender by neglecting to offer respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord. May Devarsi Narada protect me from committing offenses in worshipping the deity. And may Lord Kurma, the tortoise, protect me from falling to the unlimited hellish planets. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lusty desires are very strong in everyone, and they are the greatest impediments to the discharge of devotional service. Therefore, those who are very much influenced by lusty desires are advised to take shelter of Sanat Kumara, the great brahmachari devotee. Narad Muni, who is the guide for Archana, is the author of the Narad Pancharatra, which prescribes the regulative principles for worshipping the deity. Everyone engaged in deity worship, whether at home or in the temple, should always seek the mercy of Devarsi Narada in order to avoid the 32 offenses while worshipping the deity. These offenses in deity worship are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion. So, ultimately, we have to give up all of these material desires that's within our hearts. Srila Prabhupada says that our heart is like as black as a coal. It's very black, which means, anartha means that which is unwanted. We have so many unwanted desires that's within our hearts at the moment. And we have to cleanse this. And we can do that in many ways, especially chanting, hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, associating with the devotees, worshipping the deities, residing in the holy dham like Vrindavan, reading Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So we have all the facilities to give up all of these material desires. But somehow or other, we still want to cling to our material desires. We don't want to fully give it up. We don't have complete faith on the instructions coming from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. That's why it's taking us too long to become pure devotee. Actually, no one can become pure devotee in one night. It's not possible. It's a gradual. Once you reach that stage, and maybe the next day you'll get up becoming a pure devotee. But it takes some time. That's why especially it is advised that one should always associate. Don't leave the association of the devotees. We're so fortunate that somehow we are here in Vrindavan. Even those who are visiting Vrindavan, what to say of those who reside in Vrindavan. But we take it for granted. We become familiar. We take it for granted. And sometimes we see other devotees like ordinary personalities. We see other devotees like ordinary people. It is not so. So, hope against hope, we should keep on going. This is the process. Don't give it up, and hopefully someday we'll be able to relish the holy name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Hopefully in this very lifetime. So there is hope for all of us. We should not take it for granted. Prabhupada says, wherever you are right now, this is your karma. It is not by chance one comes to Vrindavan. It is not by chance that we all belong to the same family or society. Krishna is a supreme controller. He only fulfills the desires of his devotees. So once again, I'll read the translation. When I once came to this earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Any questions? That's right. To show an example, did you hear his question? We mentioned in the class about Krishna's testing us, and neophytes are being tested. What to say of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that Dhruva Maharaj also is considered as a neophyte devotee because he has this desire to attain a planet better than his father. So, to glorify more his devotees, seemingly they are being tested, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is a very staunch devotee of the Supreme Lord. He never lost faith in his Lord. When Hiranyakashipu asked that if your Lord is there, Prahlad says, yes, he's everywhere. He's even in the pillar. And because this is the significance of Prahlad's story, Prahlad Maharaj, is that he's always thinking of Krishna. He was given poison. He even offered that poison to Krishna first. Then became Mahaprasad. And then he ate it. He was put in the boiling oil. He was thrown in a pit of snake. He was thrown on the very high mountain. And somehow he landed safely without a bruise. I saw one devotee, a great Vaishnava. We were walking and he tripped while walking. We're going for morning walk. He tripped. And amazingly, this devotee, when he tripped, he just like slow motion, as if somebody, you know, caught him right there. Now, if this happened to us, you know what's going to happen to us? Toom! That's amazing. I never seen like that before. So we're going to be tested as long as ultimately when we become completely purified, then test may be there just to give example to others, but our test is that we cannot budge an inch for not thinking of Krishna. Neophytes, when they're being tested, because they're not philosophically strong, and they don't have very strong faith, sometimes they may go. So our message is that we should keep on going, even though this test will be there. And the test especially is how much we are attracted to the opposite sex. You should go beyond that. One time there was a big pandal, thousands and thousands of people, and Prabhupada walked in the middle. Everyone would like to touch his feet. So a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, how is it everyone would like to touch your feet? Because I don't have any sexual desires. That's why. Prabhupada says, I can be in a room with 100 women, very beautiful women, and I will not be agitated. Now for us, you have to ask yourself. Actually, this body right now that we have is a covering. So when we see an opposite sex, we should not see them as an object of my sense enjoyment. We should see them as spirit souls also trying to serve Krishna. But if we think that, oh, that's a very nice person, I like to enjoy with her, that's not brahmacharya. There are 8 8 ways how to become strict brahmacharis. Is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 1, text number 13 and 14, purport. There are 8 aspects of brahmacharya. One should not think of women, speak about sex life, dally with women, look lustfully at women, talk intimately with women, or decide to engage in sexual intercourse, nor should one endeavor for sex life or engage in sex life. The highest test is that, how much we are more attracted to the opposite sex. If one is agitated, he says in the sastras, no problem, get married. It's better to get married than trying to suppress your emotions. Then one day it'll explode and then you'll be gone. That's why we mentioned earlier though that Grihastha life is a safe life, but Brahmachari life is an easy life. No extra luggage for Brahmacharis. You know, extra luggage? You're worried about paying penalty if you go and fly. But it's a great responsibility, becoming Grihastha. It's not living like cats and dogs. More responsibility, more test for Grihasthas. Brahmacharis, what is our test? Is it spicy or not? No, not much test on Brahmacharis. But Grihasthas, you'll be tested. Especially when you have children. The responsibility increased. But ultimately, that is not our goal, to become a good brahmachari or to become a good grihastha. Our goal is to become Krishna conscious. It boils down to that. It doesn't matter which ashram you are. The goal is how we can become fully Krishna conscious as soon as possible. Yes, sir? Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you may wonder, where am I going
actually? Yeah. See, a devotee who's practicing Krishna consciousness may have still some material desires. But if he is determined not to entertain those material desires and to keep going where he is supposed to go to serve Krishna, Vaishnavas, ultimately those material desires will be washed away. Now the problem is, you want to become Krishna conscious, but at the same time, you are entertaining your material desires. Then you are in a very miserable condition. More miserable than the materialist. Because, they will not be able to paint your face and the canvas if you're like this. Face is the index of the mind. Yes, If I'm determined to become Krishna conscious in spite of my material desires, and I will keep going to become fully Krishna conscious, determined to attain Krishna prema one day, material desires will be ultimately washed away. But if you maintain your material desires, then you'll be miserable. You'll suffer completely. Yes, sir. One more time. One more question there.
Yes, you said, you read that those who are too much affected by lusty desires should take shelter of Sanat Kumar.
Yes.
So what does it mean by taking shelter of Sanat Kumar? I mean,
taking shelter of his representatives, pure devotees of the Lord, spiritual master, other great Vaishnavas. There are ideal grihasthas as well. You follow in their footsteps. If you're a grihastha having difficulty, those grihasthas, ideal grihasthas, are also representative of Sanat Kumar. Right? There are many, many ideal grihasthas who are advanced in Krishna consciousness more or less. But unfortunately, there are many also who are not following the injunctions of the sastras, that seemingly our divorce rate in Krishna consciousness movement is higher than the normal people. It is only natural that there is some kind of fight between husband and wife, but next moment it should be gone. As we mentioned earlier, we should have spiritual heroes, meditate on them. So in this way you'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Narad Muni ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.